I think it's important that we observe this moment and we do it at this time because we're doing it collaboratively together here in this room, but also with other folks across our city and region, nation and world. So if I could ask you to stand, we will observe a 2 minutes silence. And then at the end of that, I want to show you, I'm going to show you one image, and then we're going to come back to that when we come to our communion table a little later. So let us remember those who have died for their country in war, those we knew, and all who have given their lives for freedom, justice, and the hope of peace. The armistice was signed 100 years ago, and this word means a cessation from hostilities. And I want to put a map up, and this is a map of our world today. And all those countries highlighted are the countries where there is currently hostility, where the actual colours correspond to the sort of the seriousness of it, numbers of people who have been killed in battle or in these hostilities. So I wanted to look back, and it's right that we look back and give thanks for those who have secured our peace. But it's also, when we look at a map like this, it's very important that we look forward. 100 years ago, we celebrated an end to what was the most horrific and horrendous war, but now we look at our world and there are countries there. It is just terrible what is happening. So I want us to ponder, and I'm going to leave it up when we take communion, because we're going to pray for our world. Lord, strengthen our hearts, hands, and minds. Strengthen the hearts, hands, and minds of those people who can actually influence and impact some of these terrible things that are happening in our world. And I pray that there would be a working together for peace. Lord, they would see you in one another and to seek your kingdom above all things, that your will may be seen to be done and your kingdom come through Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Amen.